There's a new collection of stories from the award-winning Latin American writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez. He's best known for his novels 100 Years of Solitude, Love in the Time of Cholera, and his last book, The General in His Labyrinth, about the life of Simon Bolivar. John Leonard has a review of Strange Pilgrims.
From Garcia Marquez, instead of a symphony, some chamber music. As if these 12 tales of Latin Americans abroad had been written for lute and cello, harpsichord and horn. Strange Pilgrims also represents the return of the Nobel Prize winner, with dancing feet, to magical realism, at which he is every bit as accomplished as Bach was at quartets. Not only his New World students, writers, newlyweds, prostitutes, and magicians, but his old worlders too, in Spain and Italy, Paris and Geneva, Vienna and Sicily, tripped the light fantastic. A diplomat in exile ages faster in photographs than he does in the mirror. The Pope in Rome, with burnished nails and a lavender smell, is incapacitated by the hiccups. A German governess drinks port, quotes Schiller, smells of monkey urine, and kills herself. How is it that so many Europeans, besides eating rabbits and snails, also dine on a stew of songbirds? A tenor sings at a lion, and the lion sings back. A dog knows how to cry. In full evening dress, with a fresh gardenia and patent leather shoes, and eyes the color of the sky at dawn, a drowned man looks up from the Bay of Naples. And you don't want to hear what happens to the poet Pablo Neruda on a Barcelona stopover on his way back by boat from Rangoon to Valparaiso. After his Bolivar book, Garcia Marquez is playing. But what is he playing at? We'll just listen to what happens to his Latin Americans. A father from the Andes travels to Rome to seek from three different popes sainthood for his 7-year-old daughter, whose weightless body in a cello case refuses to decompose, as the rose in her hand refuses to wilt. A thoughtful and pretty young Mexican music hall singer, married to a cabaret magician, is driving back to Barcelona when a breakdown of her car lands her in an insane asylum, where she will spend the rest of her life making artificial flowers to pay for her cigarettes. Two young Caribbean boys, having asked for and received in landlocked Madrid a rowboat and diving equipment, manage somehow to drown themselves in electric light while their parents have gone out to the movies to see Last Tango in Paris. Having dined in Tuscany with a Venezuelan writer and gone to sleep in his ghostly rented castle, a married couple awaken in the morning to the scent of fresh strawberries in another century in a bloody bed. And so it goes. The Brazilian mulatta in Barcelona, who is an anarchist and a whore. The Colombian in Vienna, who sells her dreams. Seeds of madness on the Costa Brava in the Tramontana wind. A trail of blood from the Pyrenees to Paris. Poisoned oysters in a Naples hotel. Major surgery, tenor saxophones, and a patron of the arts devoured by his own dogs. I don't want to make heavy weather of this floating music, but you see, blood, dreams, madness, drowning, songbird stew, and artificial flowers. It's as if these Latin Americans went to Europe, for whatever reason, only to find exactly what Europe shipped out to Latin America in the first place, 500 years ago, a kind of passionate cannibalism. And all that Latin America has to show for this transatlantic vampire exchange is glorious literature. Garcia Marquez.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Strange Pilgrims by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.